In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The gospel lesson that we heard this morning always falls on the fourth Sunday of Great and Holy Lent. And as Father George mentioned, there's only one more Sunday after this week of Great and Holy Lent, and then it's Palm Sunday already. Can't believe how fast it's gone. And if we think about it, we've really come a long way together in this past month. There have been a lot of opportunities here at the Basilica for enhanced prayer. And some of you, a lot of you, have taken advantage of those opportunities. And we've worked hard to remind ourselves of the importance of this great and holy fasting season. And hopefully, we've learned something about ourselves along the way. Hopefully, we've grown spiritually in one way or another. And hopefully, we've grown closer to God. At least, this is the intention of the fast. And this is the main focus of this time of year, which is not meant to be a one-time event every year, but it's meant to be a reminder for us of where our hearts and where our minds and where our souls should be focused throughout the entire year, not just during Lent. Lent is meant to be a time of renewal, as we've stated before, and a time of spiritual enhancement. And hopefully, in these past 4 weeks, we've had a chance to challenge ourselves spiritually. Because the purpose of Lent is meant to be habit-changing. It's meant for us to be a time to take serious inventory of our own spiritual well-being and evaluate our own calling as a Christian. It's a time to push ourselves spiritually in order to reach a new level for ourselves. It's a time to reevaluate and make the necessary changes and attempt to do an about-face back towards the things that unite us to our Lord and Savior. And for the apostles in the gospel lesson this morning, we learned that those necessary changes had to do with prayer and fasting. Because when they came to Jesus to ask him why they were not able to heal the young man whose father had brought his son to them, Jesus said, "This kind of healing cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting." The apostles weren't able to heal the boy. Because this kind cannot be driven out by just anybody, but by God alone. And Scripture says that it's through prayer and it's through fasting that God hears us and He responds to our request. And that prayer and fasting is what unites us to God. What the apostles could not do by themselves, Jesus was able to do on his own. Because according to his own words, he and his Father in heaven are one. And so in this gospel lesson, Jesus is telling the apostles that through prayer and through fasting, they too can be united together with their God. And that together, through them, God can work any miracle if their faith is strong enough. Jesus told the father who had the sick child that if he can believe and have faith, then all things are possible for those who believe. And he told the apostles in the book of Matthew that their inability to heal the boy was due to their lack of faith. That if they had faith, even as small as a tiny little mustard seed, nothing would be impossible to them, not even moving mountains. But Jesus said that this kind of faith can only come to those who enable them for themselves a prayerful way of life and a life that includes fasting. And so for us, for the same reasons, we should also continually work on our own prayer life and strive to incorporate fasting into our own practice. But there are additional ways that can benefit us spiritually as well. And today, the church is commemorating a man who understood the value of challenging ourselves spiritually. His name is St. John Climacus. St. John was a 7th century monk who lived at St. Catherine's Monastery at the foot of the mountain of Sinai in Egypt, the site where God met Moses, which is recorded in the Old Testament, and where God gave Moses those 10 commandments. St. John Climacus wrote a book called The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And in the book, St. John lists 30 ways or 30 steps in which Christians can grow closer to God. And the goal of incorporating these 30 steps into our lives is to do nothing less than what Christ commands of us: to love our neighbor as ourselves, which, as we all know, is much easier said than done. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so much turmoil in the world today. So, in conclusion to my sermon this morning, and as a means really for self-reflection, and as a way for us to continue to take inventory of our own spiritual struggle during this fourth Sunday of Great and Holy Lent, I want to simply list for you the ways or the steps that St. John suggests Christians should practice in order to grow closer to God. He first says that we need to renounce the world and detach ourselves and exile ourselves from worldly and sinful living. That's the goal. And he says that we need to practice the virtues of obedience and repentance, self-control, and sorrow. And that we need to struggle to fight against the passions of anger and hatred and insults towards one another and gossip against one another and lying and despair and gluttony and desire to have what others have and we don't, and greed and insensitivity and fear and vanity and pride. And St. John says that we can benefit by incorporating into our lives the practice of simplicity and discernment, stillness, prayer, purity, and finally, love, which is the 30th step, the step that ultimately unites us with our Heavenly Father in the kingdom. Because according to St. John Climacus, these are the steps towards spiritual living. And these are the ways in which a person may grow closer to God, which is the goal of every Christian. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we enter into the fifth week of this great and holy fast, let us look towards our inner self this week, if we haven't already. Let us take a personal spiritual inventory this week, if we haven't already. And let us concentrate on the things that can and will truly lead us closer to God. On the final page of that book that St. John wrote when he was living in a cave for 20 years on Mount Sinai, St. John wrote this book and concluded it with two paragraphs on the very last page, encouraging all his readers, really all Christians, by saying the following, and I want to conclude with what he says on that last page today. St. John says, "Ascend, dear brothers and sisters. Ascend eagerly. Let your heart's resolves be to climb. Come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord to the house of our God, who makes our feet to be like the feet of a deer, who sets us on the high places that we may be triumphant on his road. Run, I beg you, run with him who said, 'Let us hurry until we all arrive at the unity of faith and the knowledge of God as mature manhood at the measure of the stature of Christ's fullness.'" And then he says of Jesus, "Baptized in the 30th year of his earthly age, Jesus Christ attained the 30th step of the spiritual ladder. For God indeed is love. And to him be praise, dominion, and power. In him is the cause, past, present, and future, of all that is good, forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."